the rich, feed the poor, tell their own old rich no more.
This is your Wizard of Wonder, your Shaman of Synchronicity, coming to you here on Radio Freeman. Welcome, y'all, to the show. All right, lots going on in the head, and not too much in the reality. It's an interesting juxtaposition going on out there. There's a great many of us who are just lost in our thoughts as to what we're going to do, what's going to happen, and how mad is this world really going to get. These are the thoughts we deal with, but the actions are not there. We need a revolution, right? We need an evolution. We have found ourselves under mind control, and we are losing it through these thoughts in our heads. They are causing disruption in our activities. What is it that's missing from the world? What is it that's missing from our hearts and our needs here on planet Earth? I suggest that it's creative play. That's the true nature of life, the true meaning and purpose of everything that we do. It's been supplanted by Hollywood and by consumerism, and we use these things to fill our hearts, but they don't do so. I see all those unhappy celebrities there on the idiot box, as my dad used to call it. And I wonder, you know, what will make us happy? What is it? These people have everything and they're not happy. I've found this path to happiness. I lived it for a long time, living it now. Although now I've tried to combine my two worlds. At one, I had to set aside all the other political nonsense and the state of the union and the state of the world. I had to set it all aside and just go and be free. And this is what I've been suggesting to people. You know, it's not really a life choice, because you're going to come back. You'll have to come back to this reality, but you'll bring back with you the knowledge that you've gained on your path. So there's a pilgrimage needed. There's a walkabout, as the Australians might say. And you go and you just take off. You put your life in the hands of the universe, and you just let the whims of life lead you forth. Now, this all sounds very simple, exciting, and fulfilling, I hope. But it's not. It's not. Because there's a few sacrifices you must make. I mean, first of all, you got to walk away from your foundation, this thing that you think you have standing underneath you, that most are quickly realizing can be yanked out at any moment. They didn't have that sensation. I mean, this fight has been going on since mankind has existed. There's no doubt about it. There's always been the underling, and there's always been those controlling. But there is a path out of this. But you have to be willing to sacrifice a few things. And believe me, you'll be happy that you did. If you do decide to take this journey and go and experience the world in this fashion, synchronicity guiding your way, then there's a few tools that you need. One, you must be able to appreciate beauty. I mean, that's really step number one. Because if you are not appreciating beauty, then you're not radiating a beautiful aura, a beautiful light. And people pick up on this. You can't be a victim. You can't be out there seeking help. You have to be out there living life. And as you attain the beauty of life, if you start to see the mountains around you, the trees shimmering with energy, and all the love and everything that's in the universe around us, that's hidden while we live in the quote-unquote real world. There's not much beauty in the real world. But once you get out there, then you start to see it. And this energy fills your soul. This energy gives you goosebumps and drives you forward. And this is the energy that is attractive to others that seek to join with you in your adventure. Now, part of their enjoyment of your adventure is inviting you to their house so that they can share in your stories and so that you can experience this together. They don't get out. Like, the people that you run into are usually stuck in the real world, and they want to experience this life and joy that you are showing them. And so they give you what you need, you give them what they need, and everyone is happy. I call it being a professional friend. But you gotta like people, right? I mean, that's another step. You've gotta forgive everything. You gotta go ahead and forget. Let go of all that negative energy that we have, all the anger, everything that's frustrating you. Just gotta let it go. And move on. And then at this point, that's when you start to attract a brighter energy and a brighter people. And it's wonderful. As I'm out there every day, I say, oh my God, this is, I'm having the best time of my life. And every day there's another reason for me to say that. Now, every now and again, I will dabble back inside of the real world. I'll come back in here and report to all of you, and I found this wonderful world now where I get to express all of the stories that I've been telling to the people I meet on the road to the whole world, and that's pretty amazing to me. And so here I am giving you the confessions of a traveler, the confessions of a conspiracy theorist, and the tales of Freeman. Being in this paradigm, coming into the real world again and trying to make it, has been an interesting trip, and it's been, it keeps going. There's definitely the fear of, oh my God, when is the floor going to fall out from underneath me? And then always a little help here and there, and I'm just carried forth, and I try to get, I try to use this time for a significant purpose. I try to use this time to come out and speak to you. I use this time to create and develop myself and my message and to do what it is that I think I need to be doing, which is saving this planet. That is my only goal. Always has been. To save the planet, what does that really mean? I'm talking about you. I mean, the planet's going to be fine. It'll most likely carry on without our help. No, I mean you. Save the world. And I came up with a new motto, quit your job, save the world. That's not really all it is it? But we must relinquish the mind control system that we're under, the belief system that controls us at this time. We have to relinquish it. We have to say, okay, all right, we've been duped, ha ha ha, and then get back to creative play. And there's certainly more and more to this topic as far as how to structure such a civilization, but there are many people out there who have opened their creative hearts to try and design such things, and I think that left to its own devices would fulfill its own goals, that people want to have nice places to live, and they want to have a structure that works, a community, a village, a hamlet, where we can all exist.
Hot town, summer in the city. Back of my neck getting dirt and gritty. Bend down, isn't it a pity? Doesn't seem to be a shadow in the city. All around, people looking half dead, walking on the sidewalk harder than a match here. But at night it's a different world. Go out and find a girl. Come on and dance all night. Despite the heat, it'll be alright. And babe, don't you know it's a pity the days can't be like the nights in the summer, in the city, in the summer, in the city. Cool town, meeting in the city, dressed so fine and looking so pretty. Cool cat, looking for a kitty, gonna look in every corner of the city. Till I'm wheezing like a bus stop, running up the stairs, gonna meet you on the rooftop. But at night it's a different world. Go out and find a girl. Come on and dance all night. Despite the heat, it'll be alright. And babe, don't you know it's a pity the days can't be like the nights in the summer, in the city, in the summer, in the city.
I found found myself able to just lay in the middle of a street somewhere whenever I was just passing through a town. It didn't seem to matter to me that this looked unusual to people. I would just lay there. It was no problem to me. I was enjoying the world as it is and just not concerned about all of that. And then after a while, I'd move into that town, stay there for a little while, and after a while being in that town, it dawned on me that I would never think of laying down in the middle of that street at that time. Now I had peers. Now I had people that knew me, and I couldn't do such creative play. So it really is a matter of having to step outside of your entire system, everything that you know and go and experience, without the foundation of your preconceived world. So that's where the road comes in, and you go out and you're in a strange place and you can do what you want. You can allow your child to express itself, and that's really what's all that matters. See, we've been cowed into not letting our inner child out. This has been my problem with the world all along. I mean, when asked in school what I wanted to be, I said a spaceman. You know, I wanted to go into space and travel all around and see what there was to see. I didn't want to be an astronaut, an architect, or any of the things that they had listed for me. I wanted to just go and experience. And so I did. And that's how I ended up just finding the path of synchronicity, finding the path of love and enjoying the world. And so now this is so necessary as we're moving into this new paradigm, as the politics go global, and as the financial crisis creeps in on all of our lives, then you need this message. You need this power that I'm trying to express to you. And it requires you not feeling like a victim. It requires a sense of sovereignty, a sense of purpose and place on planet Earth. And you got to enjoy the ride. You know, all of the things that you see are amazing. Where we're at right now in the world is amazing. It's scary at times, but that's amazing too, right? So we start to find our path. We seek just that which comes our way. And the words "I want" just go out the window. You don't need that anymore, because all of a sudden the universe seems to know everything you want. It knows better than you knew what you wanted, and it will make you smile. There was a time there where back at the beginnings of Radio Freeman, you guys were there, and I was reporting on Anna Nicole Brittany and mind control. And I had my own little meltdown. I had my own little freak out. I mean, to put yourself out here like I am is something that's, can be frightening at times if you take it too seriously, which I don't, because I don't want a serious planet. I want you all to express yourselves in creative play, not in serious get-her-done type of mentality. And at that point, I wanted to quit. I wanted to walk away from all this and go hide my head in the sand. And that's just not the right answer, though. So I figured I better go clear my head, and I took a little trip. And as funny as it was, it took me on a mind control travel, as I found myself going from Houston to Orlando, which happens to be the Lisa Nowak Trail. Hey, you remember the astronaut that strapped on the diapers, went and tried to kidnap a woman in Orlando? I mean, how strange is that, really? Astronaut comes back from space and just all of a sudden freaks out. It's something out of an X-File. I find myself on the same path. I'm not wearing the diapers, though, and I'm heading down that trail and run into an old friend who had just escaped a mind control handler, an abusive husband. And she said that the words that I had left with her gave her the power to leave. And honestly, I had no idea what I had said to her. Of course, I've been talking about synchronicity and the path of peace that I follow all this time, so I'm sure a lot of it is the same things I'm saying to you now. So I'm on the Lisa Nowak Trail visiting a mind control slave, and I end up in Orlando and trying to share with my mom that, look, Mom, I could probably make it as Freeman. I think I can do it. I'll just keep doing it. We'll see what happens. And on that day, my article for Anna Nicole Brittany and Mind Control was posted on David Icke's website, which is becoming more popular now that they're actually announcing that Brittany is mind controlled. So, but that just sent 2,000 people to my website, to freemantv.com. And my mom saw this and was like, wow, okay. And that made me a little bit of money, because it used to be when people went to my website, I sold a DVD or two. I don't know what's going on now. I guess it's the recession and nobody has any money. But I'll keep going as long as I can. You know, you can think of me as like an endangered species and just sponsor me. if you want to continue hearing me, you could do so. Just donate at freemantv.com. Every little bit helps me, and I keep doing this. As long as the universe provides, I will continue. Well, so I had to laugh at the whole story, because here I was freaking out and you know, pretty damn scared. I had the TV talking to me. I think Howard K. Stern was addressing me when he said, "I'm going to get you filthy bloggers," and it looked like he was talking to me right through the television. Next thing I know, Larry King is having every single guest that I had identified in this quote-unquote satanic network, and he's having them all on guests on their show. Like, damn, am I doing this? You know? And next thing I know, if you consider that he had the cast of Heroes on, even, which I was identifying as straight out of the Mind Control Handbook, and they're corporation that puts out Heroes is End 'Em All, right? End 'Em All, and their logo is a reptilian eye. I'm just like, come on, this is funny, this is too much. And then the Anna Nicole story, and they're showing all the men of Anna Nicole, including the 72-year-old Howard Marshall, and I'm watching this and, well, filming a bit of it, and who's the production company of this but End 'Em All with the reptilian eye? I'm like, come on. You guys don't see this? You know, is it a joke? Do the Illuminati think it's funny to promote themselves as trying to kill everyone and being reptilian beasts? Or is there some reality to this, you know? And that's where creative play comes in. It opens up this storybook world that you exist in. I mean, you can laugh about the fact that a dick and a bush are having a fight in a porta potty. You know, that's just funny. And the universe continues to bring you little snippets of humor like that when you're open to creative play. And creative play seems to be the one thing that they really have had a war with, and they really have attacked it with Hollywood and consumerism. And now I see it all over the place, where people have lost all sense of creativity. They don't think they have the ability to generate anything better than Hollywood could think of. And I hear it out of the mouths of people as they start to fantasize, you know, like we used to do as kids, when we could sit back in a little bush and it would become a whole world, and time and space all just changed and nothing was the same in your head. You could be there for hours and not even realize it. And this world now has been supplanted by Hollywood. People start to talk about fantasies and dreams and visions. They immediately go to Hollywood stories. And did you see this? And did you see that? And it's kind of sad. So the path out lies in first letting go. First a recognition of beauty. You know, that's critical. Because if you're not feeling high on life, then it's not going to work out for you. And if you don't like people, then it's definitely not going to work out for you. Because you're at the whim of people. You've got to give yourself over to them. And that's really hard for a lot of people. I've brought people on the road with me, and that's one of the hardest things, to remove that chip from your shoulder and allow yourself to be catered to and taken care of by these people. And I think that one, along with losing the sense of a foundation, is the two hardest things that I see people have to deal with when they go on a road trip. The "I want," you know, you don't get that. You just get what it provides. And what you find is that the universe provides more than you ever anticipated. It can outthink you. The universe can do better and provide more for you than you can decide that you want. It does a whole lot better job. And I think that's the story the mystics have all been trying to tell everyone throughout time. And, you know, it's just that God is there. There is a force out there that has an open hand and leads you forward. Then people have used this power to control others and tell you, oh, well, as long as you follow this dogma, then the guide will be there for you. And, well, hell, I have no dogma. I was raised with no religion whatsoever. My parents just let me go. They said, all right, well, see what you figure out and come back and let me know. And this is what I figured out. You're doing it all wrong. You got it backwards. You know, first give in to life and then let it fulfill itself. We're all doing it the other way around. We're all trying to determine what life will be and then create that. And that's just backwards. And the sorcerers that control our planet, they have power over that. That's what their predictive programming is for. They start telling you what you want and what the world should be. And we all lost sight of what the world really is. It has been taken over by these corporations. And we see it in all of their symbols. Hell, they're all spiritual. They're all practicing the Illuminati magic. They're using these tools against us and convincing us that we are not powerful at all. They've done a really good job of it. I've seen so many just little cowering effects. You know, people ask me, well, how do I become sovereign? You know, and they think that it's like some legal deal that they can do to go and become sovereign, and that's just ridiculous. To be sovereign, be sovereign. You know, you don't subject yourself to their rules. You are emperor. You're king of your world. And the more and more people that do this, then the better off everyone will be. Yeah, it seems really ridiculous to me to consider a global recession. What does that really mean? It doesn't mean a whole lot to me, except for that nobody has anything. But yet then we're Hollywood parades all these people in front of us that seem to have everything, and they are the most unhappy people we can ever see. I mean, how many drugs was Anna Nicole and her little boy on? How many drugs is Britney Spears on? These people are just trying to cover up their sorrow and all of these medications. And so obviously you don't want to be at the top, right? I mean, that's not where we want to be. And they know this. They know how we don't want that type of attention. I mean, I don't want to be Britney Spears. This is as much attention as I want right here. So what do we do? How do we save the world? Well, it starts just between you and me, right here, right now, every second. And we have to get along with one another. We have to start releasing all of the restrictive, constraining patterns that have been placed in there. And that's really hard to do. And I think the only way to do it is to go on a pilgrimage. Take yourself a little roundabout and just check out the world for a little while. But if you're going to go out there with a chip on your shoulder, you're going to go out there and be angry about the world, then you're not going to have a very good time. I can guarantee that. You probably won't make it very far. But if you can find the love in life and start to see it all, then you can bring back this message to more people, and this will grow and grow and grow. I'll be right back.
cares behind. Come with us and find the pleasures of the journey to the center of the mind. Come along if you care. Come along if you dare. Take a ride to the land inside of your mind. Beyond the seas of thought, beyond the realm of what, across the streams of hopes and dreams where things are really not. Come along if you care. Come along if you dare. Take a ride to the land inside of your mind. But please realize, you'll probably be surprised, for it's a land unknown to man where fantasy is back. You can't please understand. You might not come
change. Some of us are fluctuating wildly between trusting the process for a while and then doubting ourselves and the spiritual point of view. We go back to wanting control and hang on to what is familiar, even though it isn't working very well. Many of us are still asking, I know I have a spiritual destiny, but what can I do today? In the 10th insight, the concept of experiencing the valley alone captures the idea that each of us must go inside and listen to the intuitions and relevant messages that come to us through others. It's important to remember that finding your place is a continuous process. In life's journey, you are constantly responding to your next situation, working through your next obstacle. There is no stopping point at which you can say, "Now I have it." In choosing life instead of fear, you are fulfilling one of the most important aspects of your own life's purpose. We must clear away our addiction to past wounds and past failures. Staying in the present moment, we grow by asking for guidance about where to go and what to do next. We focus our attention on our intention and let the universe open the way. The race advances only as all of us surge upward towards the common goal of enlightenment and perfection. Therefore, if we would advance rapidly ourselves, we must make the effort to see that others of like interest are also given every tool for self-advancement. Looking into the insights of the Celestine prophecies here on Radio Freeman, and I think that these are very important thoughts to hold. Now, the first 9 insights of the Celestine prophecy are as... First, we're in the midst of an accelerating transformation of how we see our world. So can you see that we are beginning to see everything globally, starting to see things on a larger scale and as a unified system? We see that the purpose of our life is spiritual growth through loving action, not just survival in the materialistic world. The only way we can truly advance individually and collectively is through opening the full dimension of who we are, following intuitive guidance, and helping others rather than working to advance our own interests. I know many people out there would work for free. I've seen it, I've done it, and we all do it. If there were a project before us and we were asked to help, we would jump right in. And Rainbow clearly shows this as people work for love instead of money. And everyone's happy and working and having a great time. And that's the way the world could be if we just shifted our attention to this intention. We understand that we are a divine being, temporarily in a physical body. This is nothing more than a roller coaster ride for your soul. You've come down here now, you've made your choice, you've want to incarnate in the third dimension on planet Earth at this wacky time. Now experience it and enjoy it, because this is just a ride. And when you're done with this, you'll move on. We are in communication with the spiritual dimension in the form of intuitive knowing, synchronicities, metanormal events, and healing miracles. I've been healed so many times. I've had so many amazing adventures where people laid hands, you know, and it wasn't in a religious sense either, because none of these people, well, some of them, but mostly it's just kindness. And the ability of the human to heal the other human is one of the critical factors that has been left out of our current civilization. We have been made afraid of one another. We have been made afraid to touch one another, and therefore we cannot lift and heal one another's souls. The idea of the spiritual dimension has definitely been materialized. It's bought and sold. It really has no meaning in the, quote, real world. So, in the ability of us to heal one another, and I've seen this happen so many times as well, when you get into a loving, nurturing environment, then all of these anxieties start to leave the body, and it really is the dis-ease of your mind that causes the illness in the body. And I've watched as this very dis-ease has erupted out of people, escape them, and they move on. Most of us have chosen to be here, and we chose circumstances that would strengthen our soul's character and contribute to holding the world vision. That's an important one, if you realize that you have chose to be here, because then you're not a victim anymore. Then you're a player in the game. You have a soul's purpose to fulfill. You have a reason for being here. Now all you got to do is release yourself from all the binds of I can't do it, all the negativity, the negative thought, and think, I can do it, and this is why I came here, and I've just got this one chance, this one time to live, and so I should get out there and live. I don't care about the future, don't care about anything but the here and now, and we're going to experience life to its fullest. We can learn to stay energized rather than engage in fruitless power struggles. One of the key elements of having beauty removed from our world is that we have to now seek that beauty energy off of others. And this is what causes all of the strife between relationships or unions. People are not gaining the necessary creative vibe from the beauty they witness, because there isn't much beauty out there in this post-corporate world where everything has a sign, a label, a logo, and you know, it's all just so ugly in my opinion that it doesn't bring about the fruitful beauty that's necessary to guide us into an intuitive spiritual path. And so we suck it from others, and we develop control dramas that we use against each other so that we can suck energy from one another instead of gaining it from the experience of life. And that's when going out on the road really opens you to that feeling and that sensation, and then you don't need to suck it off of others, and you don't have to be a vampire on the spiritual level. You can then uplift others with that vibe, and it spreads like wildfire. It's amazing to see the very energy you bring into a room. So then, we move on to the central ideas of the 10th insight. As we move through our own personal goals and trying to get ourselves uplifted and enlightened, then we move on to the world consciousness. We start to work into the next level of understanding. And there are levels of consciousness beyond our own spiritual dimension. So we have a understanding of our own little guidance, our own voice that tells us, gives us the hope to continue. But there's more beyond that. There's an existence that goes on in the quote-unquote God planes that is basically able to move every atom in the universe to fulfill the necessary intention. Because we had a birth vision when we came here. We had an idea of what we wanted to fulfill. It's in there. It's that little inner child, that feeling that wants to get out and play. And it's been with us all our lives. It's nothing that's new to us. It's just a matter of allowing that child to grow. And of course, the Illuminati masters are masters of curtailing that little inner child and trying to make them grow old before their time so that it can't develop into a adult creative play. I mean, look at poor JonBenet. I mean, that's the type of thinking that I'm talking about, where you want to have your child already under so much stress before you're even out of diapers, you know. So collectively, we are awakening to the world vision that has been held by our soul groups. I do have many different forces that I discuss my ideas and my intentions with. There are a bunch of... I do believe I have a soul group and not just a singular entity that I can discuss things with. And I allow the messages to come back to me and play with that thought without thinking that I'm insane. Because we're realizing we receive guidance from the spiritual or angelic realms. At one point, I even recognized my own angelic nature, and I mentally unfolded my wings and let them spread, and how wonderful that felt. And it was interesting on that very trip, and this is how the universe can align itself to fulfill your intention. I was at the Tucson Gem and Mineral Show having an angelic trip, just considering the potential of me being other people's angels. And the very people I ended up hanging out with were Michael, Raphael, Gabriel. And it was amazing how the universe just came together to let me see that it's listening, and that life is more of a dream than a reality. We are deeply connected to the people we have relationships with, and some of the people we meet at turning points in our life. So is it really coincidence when you run into someone, or is this something that's been outlined since the universe created itself? There are people that you run into that you just feel that you have this strong bond with, and or even just you don't even realize it. Like when I was down in Guatemala and I had been lugging my luggage all around San Cristobal trying to find a hostel to stay at. And I finally just, I mean, I had to drop everything at this one corner and just go, oh my God, I can't go around the block again. Where is this place? And then see it there, just up the street from me, and pick up all my luggage again and go up there, drop it off, and go find dinner. And as I come back down the hill, there's a person standing on that exact same corner with the exact same luggage. To me, this was beyond coincidence. This was a synchronistic moment, and so I had to take hold of the moment. I had to fulfill the entire... Because without me, it's just a moment. But I went over and I spoke to the man that was standing on the corner simply because he had the exact same Walmart tent in his hand and the same backpack. I knew that I was supposed to talk to him. And so you have to be childish enough to be able to walk over to someone like that and even tell them, hey, you know, this is why I'm talking to you. Because, well, for him, all I said was, can I give you a hand? Because that's all I wanted when I was standing on that corner with all of my luggage. And he did need help from me, and this help I gave him opened up pathways for me, and I found myself having an amazing party at Palenque at the Pyramids with some magnificent drummers. We are working to make the physical realm more spiritual. Now, all of us want to see that. We all want to get to that point, whether you realize it or not. This materialistic, capitalistic, political reality is not fulfilling at all. It's not satisfying to the soul, and that's why we see all the unhappy people at the top. It just does not fulfill the soul. You want to see some happy people, go check out the poor people in Guatemala. They have nothing, and yet they're the happiest people I've met so far. And that's pretty much where we're going. We have to start to open ourselves to a spiritual reality and have faith in that. That's the hard part, isn't it? Trusting it. We do. We go in and out of the trust, and that's going to happen until it gets to a nexus point, until it becomes a catalyst. When we find that we are at a critical mass, because a new spiritual awakening is occurring in human culture. It's all around us, and a critical mass of individuals who are experiencing their lives spiritually on a journey are led forward by mysterious coincidences, and we're connecting constantly with one another. So we have to start to awaken to this new process of a new, more complete worldview, which replaces the 500-year-old preoccupation with secular survival and comfort. While the technological preoccupation is an important step, our awakening to life coincidences is opening us up to the real purpose of human life and the real nature of our universe. We now experience that we live not in a material universe, but in a universe of dynamic energy. Quantum mechanics has opened this to us very much so. We have now seeing that the person's intention changes the particle. So you either see a particle or a wave, depending on what you're looking for. And the particles themselves are in communication without even being in any sort of relation. And we're seeing that the universe is not solid. Everything is a field of sacred energy that we can sense and intuit. Moreover, we humans can project our energy by focusing our attention in the desired direction. Where attention goes, energy flows, as James Redfield put it, influencing other energy systems and increasing the pace of coincidences in our lives. So the more and more of us that come to this critical mass, the more and more of us that it erupts, and therefore it'll spread and that is the true salvation on planet Earth. If you think going down and hunting all the vipers out of the government's going to help one bit, you're crazy. It's just not. When is it has a government ever served a people? No, we have to awaken to the fact that all over this planet are divine human beings with a spiritual nature that's guiding them forward, and we release the big brother, we release big daddy, and we go ahead and have faith in one another and faith in everything that's around us. Because the struggle for power, too often humans cut themselves off from the greater source of this energy and feel so weak and insecure. To gain energy, we tend to manipulate or force others to give us attention and thus energy. These are the control dramas I was discussing earlier. When we successfully dominate others in this way, we feel more powerful, but we're actually weakened. They are left weakened. And so then the whole system is weakened. And this is where, if you do not have this friendship in your heart, if you cannot uplift others that come your way, then you're only defeating yourself. Insecurity and violence end when we experience an interconnection with divine energy within. God is within. All the nature of everything is within. We do not even experience the without. Everything else that we see and feel and touch is all illusion of the mind. A sense of lightness, buoyancy, and the constant sensation of love are measures of this connection. If these measures are present, the connection is real. If not, it's only pretended. Pretending helps. It does at the beginning. If you can pretend and you don't feel the hope or the happiness that you seek, you can pretend it and then be it. After a while, the pretending will only work for so long because people are going to quickly intuit that you don't really mean what you say. So you must clear the past. The more we stay connected, the more we are acutely aware of those times when we lose connection, usually when we're under stress. And we're all under a lot of stress right now. In these times, we can see our own particular way of stealing energy from others. So you have to pay attention to when you start to have a little tissy fit as to why you're really having a fit. Are you really angry about what it is you're talking about? Or is it something deeper, an unfulfilled soul? And I promise you, if you take a pilgrimage, you will start to see this more and fulfill your soul more and be able to sense when you're stepping out of step with all of that. Once our manipulations are brought to personal awareness, our connection becomes more constant, and then we can discover our own growth path in life, our own spiritual mission, the personal way we can contribute to the world. Because the more you go out there, the more it comes to you, and then you start to figure out your purpose and your divine plan. I'm trying to figure out mine. Each of us, once we work to clear our past dramas, can identify certain questions related to our careers, relationships, where we should live. And if we remain aware, intuition will provide impressions of where to go, what to do, with whom we should speak in order to pursue the answer. And this is what I'm trying to show you guys over and over on all of my shows. This is the only true purpose of my TV and radio shows, is to show you that it is working. My stories are incredible, and they just fall together like Hollywood only wished they could. And they make me laugh. It really impresses me when I see that I'm at a meeting with the next secret Bilderberger, and he's telling us about the book the Palladians wrote, and then a city council member comes to me and offers me a TV show because I'm talking about the Shakana and W. That's great. It's you find your own personal way. It seems to come to me in, big flying V-shaped crafts and high priest of the Church of Satan, ex-Bilderbergers and all of what. That's where it all comes into my world. But that's because that's the world I enjoy, and this is my personal way to contribute to the world. So we engage the flow. Knowing our personal mission further enhances the flow of mysterious coincidences as we are guided towards our destinies. First, we have a question. Then dreams, daydreams, and intuitions lead us towards the answers, which usually are synchronistically provided by the wisdom of another human being. Now, this is a critical factor. You gotta engage the flow with other humans. It is their energy that will guide you forward. And as is often stated, it's not what you know, it's who you know. But how do you get to know those type of people? When I try and explain to people that, I was a beach bum for a long time, but I wasn't living in the street, I was in penthouses, just having the life of Riley. And at times you would sit and you would daydream and you would bring forth this vision of the future that you wanted to see. And I would actually exactly live out that moment as I had daydreamed it before. And once you start to realize that daydreams are really no different than night dreams, you can start to program your reality. And if you have that type of power, you better make it good and have some happy, happy daydreams. The interpersonal ethic. We can increase the frequency of guiding coincidences by uplifting every person that comes into our lives. This is critical. Care must be taken not to lose our interconnection in romantic relationships. This so happens so often when you have a codependent relationship and you stop uplifting one another and start sucking each other's energies, I see it all the time. I've even been removed from certain households because they weren't able to fight around me. Uplifting others is especially effective in groups where each member can feel the energy of all the others. With children, it is extremely important to their early security and growth. And I think my parents really did that for me. They really just gave me the security I needed to go ahead and walk the planet. I had no fear. I'd find myself in Crocktown, Georgia with my dog on a pink leash, and I didn't even consider danger because I had this inner knowing of security already. By seeing the beauty in every face, we lift others into the wisest self and increase the chances of hearing a synchronistic message. So the more you uplift others that come to your path, then the more they uplift you because they give you guiding wisdom. They give you knowledge. But if you're sucking their energy, they're not going to give you anything worthy. So we come to the emerging culture. And as we all evolve towards the best completion of our spiritual missions, the technological means of survival will be fully automated as humans focus instead on synchronistic energy states, ultimately transforming our bodies into spiritual form and uniting this dimension of existence with the afterlife dimension, ending the cycle of birth and death. Wow. A lot of people expect that type of moment with 2012. That's a moment that is going to take some work, because if we're achieving a state of being where we're actually manifesting our thoughts, our hopes, our intuitions, then we really have to have our intuition and our inner dialogue in check, or at least make sure it's happy. Because if you're able to manifest anything, then, well, we can manifest hell. And I really think that our reality manufacturers are using these tools against us, and they want us to manufacture hell. And so they convince us that we are in hell, and they convince us that there is no hope. And so we start to actually generate that reality because we have that power. We have the ability to intend the universe and have every molecule realign itself to what it is that we believe. And so as long as they control our belief systems through this mass media device, then we will constantly project that mentality out there. And that's why we see all of the anger and aggression on television, because that's what they want from you. They need you to be angry. They need you to be frightened and wanting to attack. And that's the world we end up generating. And that's the whole purpose of the mind control program. And that is the understanding that I came to with the understanding of magic and the belief systems of our leaders. They have the ability to generate reality through our minds. And it is our free will acceptance of this that allows it to continue. So as we take in Hollywood, we take in the movies, we take in the thoughts of the newscasters, and we then project that back out onto the world, back into the energy of the cosmos, that's what we get. So how do we break free from that? Well, it's very simple and not so simple. My first recommendation is a pilgrimage. My first recommendation is to just kind of get out of your normal environment and just experience life being provided for you by the universe. It's not, it seems frightening at the beginning, and even I even get frightened on each trip. It makes me laugh all the time when I'm nervous about hitting the road, and then I get out there, and it doesn't even take me a half an hour before I realize how much I love it, how wonderful it all is. So we have to set aside that fear, that fear of losing the foundation, because the foundation you think you have is not real, and you're seeing it being yanked out from underneath you right now. And if you can gather and take in this intuitive knowledge, if you can believe in your spiritual self, then when the floor does fall out, none of us fall. We're very much like the fool in the tarot card that's stepping off the cliff. Or Wile E. Coyote as he chases the red roadrunner. You know, you won't fall until you think that you should fall. So, until next week, you all have a wonderful time. Try to fulfill and uplift some others that come into your path, let me know what synchronicities come your way. Please feel free to write me at bluefly.free@gmail.com. Visit freemantv.com for any updates. And hey, check me out on Saturdays. Maybe we can talk on the Oracle Saturday nights at 8. This is Radio Freeman coming to you from Austin, Texas, and places out in the ether. I hope to run into you all someday, and I know I will. So until next week, I love y'all.
She said, Lord, have mercy on my wicked son.